reading the psalm from yesterday, and today I decided to reach into tomorrow's psalm for a verse. And it's a precious verse. Something happened this morning. You know those moments? There are a few moments in life that you just, you know, we just like to build a tabernacle and stay there for a while. We had a moment this morning. Several of us gathered, of the women, gathered at the table back there, and I would have liked to have built a tabernacle and stayed there for several hours. We were just having a wonderful time because it was Jesus in all of us, in each one of us. And we weren't even being spiritual, were we? No, we weren't being spiritual, but we were just being Christ in us and blessing each other and enjoying the life that God's given us, the breath and the life that God's given us. And why can't I open from one of the psalms that I read? Because they're really, we're in a time in the psalms in our daily reading where, you know, they're just crying out. The psalmist is in big trouble. He's depressed, and he even uses the word depressed. He's in depression, and he's sinking lower and lower, and of course he looks up to God. But that isn't how I was feeling this morning. I was feeling happy in Jesus and thankful and grateful for all the wonderful things he's done. And as I left that table this morning, I was so grateful for the friendships and the relationships that God has given us at Grace Christian Center. How precious that God has been so good to us, to favor us with each other's presence, with our friendships and our blessings. So let's stand and let's say this great verse together, and you can remember this one all day long. Happy indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Amen. We are happy indeed. Is that right?